Hey friends, it's Mr. Jim and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. I was just looking at these reviews on Apple Podcasts and this one was so awesome. It's from a name called Me Oh My. Our kids love this podcast. 5 stars. Car rides have gotten so much better. Yes, that is one really cool thing about these stories is you can listen to them in the car or getting ready for bed or really wherever. Well, friends, today's story comes to us from Evan, who is hanging out with me on Instagram Live. Are you ready for today's story? Me too. Let's go. It was a beautiful day at the beach as Evan and Maddie were working on jumping over as many waves as they could. Have you ever stood at the edge of the ocean and watched as each wave comes in and then you, whoa, jump over each and every wave? Oh, I love that game. That can be really fun and a great way to spend the day at the beach. All right, Maddie, here comes the big one. Get ready, said Evan. 1, 2, 3, whoa! Whoa, that one took me under, said Evan. Are you okay, Maddie? Oh yeah, that was ginormous. I decided to just hold my breath and go under the wave. You went under it? Said Evan. Yeah, it was better than getting smashed over, said Maddie. You're so brave, said Evan. And it was just then that something caught Maddie's eye. Wait a second. What is that down there? Evan, do you see that downshore of us? Like way down the beach? She was pointing with her finger down the side of the beach, like along the ocean. Evan looked up and stood to where she was and was looking straight over her finger, trying to see exactly what she was pointing at. It just looks like some rocks down there, said Evan. I don't think they're rocks. I swear I just saw them move, said Maddie. What are you talking about? Rocks can't move, said Evan. Come on, here comes another big wave. But Maddie was focused, and all of a sudden, she saw another thing that caught her eye. Evan, there's a ship down there. Like, it looks like a giant pirate ship. Maddie, stop making things up. There's no... Whoa, that totally looks like a pirate ship. Evan was about to say, there's no such thing as a pirate ship. But then he looked and he saw it. It was a real pirate ship just down the shore a little ways. Come on, let's go check it out, said Evan as he took off running along the shoreline. His feet were splashing in the edge of the waves of the water, and Maddie was following closely behind. Wait, Evan, should we not be running towards a pirate ship? That sounds a little crazy. Yeah, you're right, Maddie. Come on, let's go hide in the bushes up by the top of the beach. Come on. Evan then changed the strategy. Because Maddie, I think, was right. You probably shouldn't just run towards a pirate ship. That sounds a little dangerous. But they ran up the beach and now jumped into the forest that was right next to the beach and ran through the trees and bushes along the way. But all of a sudden, they stopped in their tracks and heard a big... Maddie, don't move. Wait, actually, get down. They both took cover behind some bushes and dove in the sand. What's that? Said Maddie. I don't know. That sounded like some kind of monster, said Evan. But then Maddie saw it. Look at those rocks that I was pointing at earlier. They're not rocks, I told you. They're alive, she said. Evan turned around and looked and said, you're kidding me. Those things, they look like lava. Are those lava monsters? Shouted Evan. They were both frozen in a panic, not exactly sure what to do or where to go. What would you do if you saw real live lava monsters? Yeah, I'm talking lava monsters that are just as big as you are, but they're covered and made out of lava. I don't know, friends. I think you'd have to be pretty brave to survive that one. Maddie, come on, let's get a little closer. Closer? She said. What are you talking about? Those are lava monsters and a pirate ship. Two things that we should probably stay away from, she said. Yeah, but I just want to see what's going on down there. You see, I think curiosity was definitely driving Evan's thought process. It definitely did not sound like a good idea, but maybe, just maybe, they would be able to figure out what's going on. As they crept closer and closer to where those lava monsters were, they saw that the pirate ship was getting closer and closer to shore, right in front of them.
Pirates, you best get on out of here. You're not gonna find our treasure in the cave of the volcano. We won't let you get any closer, said the lava monsters.
Arr, what are you talking about, matey? If it's a treasure, it's a mine. Step on aside, or else we'll blow you to kingdom come.
It sounds like the pirates are trying to steal those lava monsters' treasure, said Evan. And they said it's back in that cave back there, said Maddie. I think I can even almost see the cave. Do you think we should go check it out?
Hold on a second. Let's pause the story. What do you think? Do you think they should go check out that cave in the mountain that the lava monsters are guarding and they said they have some kind of treasure in there? Do you think Evan and Maddie should keep following?
What? What are you talking about? You think they... Oh dear. All right. Well, Evan and Maddie started walking towards the cave, closer and closer, deeper and deeper into the forest. They went. It's a good thing those lava monsters were distracted by the pirates, but who knows how long that will last. Come on, Maddie, we're almost there, said Evan as he was pulling himself up on some big rocks. I can see the cave right there. I don't see the treasure, though, but come on, let's get closer.
Okay, I'm coming.
Maddie pulled herself up and brushed off her shorts.
They walked inside the cave and immediately couldn't believe it. Are those real? Said Maddie.
Gold coins! Shouted Evan.
Shh! Are you kidding me? Said Maddie. You want those lava monsters to hear us? Come on, fill your pockets and let's get out of here, she said.
Evan and Maddie filled their pockets with gold coins.
What was that back here?
That sounded like the lava monster. They must be getting closer. Come on, let's get out of here, said Evan. Maddie and Evan found a back way out of this cave and snuck out through the trees and slid down the hill.
Those pirates never stood a chance in stealing my treasure, said the lava monster. I'm never leaving this cave now. Wait a second. Are some of my gold coins missing? You pirates, come back here!
Evan and Maddie couldn't believe it. As they ran back to their family who was on the beach, they were so excited to share the treasure that they had discovered in the cave. Holy smokes, what would you do if you found a whole bunch of coins in a lava monster cave? Well, that may be the end of the story, but I think it's just the beginning of Evan and Maddie's adventures that lie ahead. The end.
Great job, you listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say hey to Eloise from Connecticut, Henry and Nicholas from New Hampshire, Morgan from California, Logan from Hermosa Beach, California, Moki from Hong Kong, Oliver from Maine, and Gabe from British Columbia, Canada. I'm so glad that you're all on the Kid Short Stories family, and on the spy team, we could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew. Without you, my friends, will you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!